see on the website, which segues into the executive or the chairman's report. Go to the website. All the minutes are there of what we happened. As far as I understand, so are the video. That video, Dan, or is this audio?
Just audio.
Just audio?
You didn't want video.
We don't want video. I have a face for radio. And then also to keep in mind that all of the information on the website also pertains to the gauges that we have throughout the watershed. So all that information is available there as well. We pay a lot of money for that, and it's real time. Dan, is that a safe statement?
For the gauges?
Correct.
Updated every 15 minutes.
15 minutes. So real time when you get over 50. So remember that we're here as stewards of a $275 million man-made flood control project, to which that if the maintenance isn't done as in any man-made project, events like you see on the poster board from September 2008 tend to be something you see, and as long as I draw a breath, we don't want to see that anymore, I would hope. Again, you're dealing with Mother Nature. 10 gallons of water for our 5-gallon bucket is going to cause us some challenges. However, we're far better prepared today than we were in September of 2008 in pulling the community together to make sure we don't have those types of situations again. Since we have the funding, there's a lot more focus on some of the things that we do, and a lot more people come up, but we're also taking care of decades of neglect and deferred maintenance that should have been taken a long time ago. So you can't fix 30 years of deferred maintenance in 3 or 5, but we're chiseling it away. We have a strategic plan and a priority list that we're going to continue to work down until we get to the point where we take care of it. The water all goes to Lake Michigan and it goes outside of the parameters of this federal project, so there's still more work to be done as you go east from Lake County. Hopefully, once we get the deferred maintenance cleaned up on this little section, we'll worry about what happens next, but that's still something that needs to be in the plan. Enough from me, no politicking. It's all about the finance report, paying the bills. We need the approvals of a motion to approve the claims for November so Dan can tell us what's going on in the field.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for November 2019 in the amount of $1,010,302.23.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second in stereo. Mr. Repay, let's spend some money, $1 million.
$1 million, and just to take note that 2.71% is administrative, the rest is actually going to fix things and dissolve things.
Say that again for the video people.
2.71.
2.71%.
Percent.
So that's pretty good.
So we'll go to the claims, and I'll go through most of them. We'll begin with the largest one, which is Ellis Construction for $363,344.53. That's the Harrison Street Bridge project. Pay estimate 3, just for the record, as of last Friday in the afternoon, that bridge is now open. First time it's been open since July of 2018, and I'm sure everyone is really happy about that in that neighborhood. I don't know. And, you know, right now it still needs to be some tidy up work needs to be done. They can't grow grass when it's snowing, so that's going to have to wait till the springtime. So that's $188,464.53 for Marshalltown levee paving. That's to Walsh and Kelly. They were the successful bidder for the Marshalltown paving, as well as they also were the successful bidder to do the Rugby parking lot, which is a part of the Chicago Fort Wayne Railroad, for $49,797. We have the tree clearing, which went to R.A. Oros Incorporated. They won the lowest bid last month. They have almost completed the clearing. It's just a couple logs to go, and that area will be officially cleaned. And as you can tell with this large claims list, everyone wants to close out before the end of the construction season. $107,000 for the Lake Station levee design from Patrick Engineering. And then we have some reimbursements to both the town of Munster and Griffith for the September rain situation. For Griffith, it was to clear out that Katie Marsh deep tunnel, and for Munster, it was dealing with Northcott. We also have a tree program for Munster, and then odds and ends, there's the $18,000 300 cleanup. I think you guys all saw the pictures of the large blockage that was located behind or in the Briar Ridge subdivision, but it was in Hart's Ditch / Plum Creek. So that was the large one that was a cause from September. The drainage board tried to fix it. They didn't have the people power. The town tried to fix it. They didn't have it. So we ended up correcting that situation for them. I went through a lot of them. There's one for $5,041 for the parcel fee data. If you're wondering what that is, every year we have to certify a list to Lake County Auditor's Office to assess the parcels for the $45 and $90, $183.60. And so we use Garcia, and he has the GIS information and the smarts with Brian in his office to be able to tell us that. Jody and I, mostly Jody, ran through and did searches of all sorts of people so we didn't have to refund any money to associations or churches. And unfortunately, sometimes there's misspellings, but, you know, we try to get it to the 99th percentile of correct. So I think that's about as many as I want to go through, unless someone else has some quick questions or other questions.
Any questions on the claim list for Mr. Repay? I'll start. Dan, with regards to the town of Munster enclosed in Northcott Bridge, has that been on average of what we're seeing as far as the expense to close that structure? Because it's one of the first that gets closed.
Right, that's just the weekend closures. And then at that level also, some communities decide to put in for reimbursement, some don't. But when we get to a certain level, we have to observe. So we're watching for any backflow coming through. So at that level, they had to employ workers to monitor the levee to make sure, you know, we look at leaky wall, which we'll get to later. We want to make sure that that doesn't all of a sudden become a big problem in the middle of the night. And of course, like all rain events, it happens on the weekend or during a holiday. And so that's what right. we're getting.
So it's in line with what you see for that timeline. And the people, I mean, there's municipalities that aren't looking for reimbursement for their staffing for events. I mean, that should be something that we go after then, because that's part of our understanding with the community.
It may not be they're not looking for it. They just haven't given us the paperwork to get the reimbursement. Some are faster than others. Hammond had multiple jurisdictions involved with sanitary street department, so that may be a little bit more timely of an event. Highland has yet to give us anything this time, but I would expect something from them.
Okay, thank you.
And does the Hobart Rugby parking lot paving, does that complete the bridge project in Hobart?
That completes everything. That was one of the things that we did was, when it was coming to a close, we said that we would just take over paving if IHC would just get out of there, because Hobart had a lot of summer events going on. And so it would have taken another 2-3 weeks, which would have caused disruption. So what we said was, we'll close out the contract pertaining to you building the bridge and everything. We'll take over the paving. And that was in line with what the cost estimate was going to be anyways for them to do it. So it wasn't really much of a cost differential whether we did it or they did it. It's just a timing standpoint. And what we did was, we waited till all their summer activities were done, because that's a popular park across from the dam, so that, you know, we didn't interrupt any one of their activities.
Dan, what's the elimination of number of bags for Harrison Street? I mean, roughly.
I thought it was, you know what, I probably could go up on our website. It was down there. I would guess rough estimate was 45 to 5,000, 4,500 to 5,000. I think someone's going to pull out their handbook here. There he is.
First handbook.
I'm going to see how close I am to being correct. But
that Gary.
It'd be considered Gary South. But I mean, we could talk about that bridge. But I'm guessing 4,500, and I'll see if I get both showcases if I'm right. I can tell you that completes the protection or line of protection for IUN at this point. We've taken care of the culverts that were, I guess...
2,150 sandbags, 25 people, 2 hours to install.
I lost the showcase. I was over. That booklet's available on our website, by the way.
That booklet is available on our website.
Justin, hey, we pay a lot of money for that. So there's your answer. 2,100 and, I mean, last time we had to do a demonstration, they had the SWAT team out and the fire department doing it. So that just eliminates that from ever happening again. Harrison may have to be closed from a flooding standpoint just because that the south levee and the north levee is actually the south side of 94 as it goes over. So that area is sort of used as the levee. And so, but for protection purposes, for those people, the Gleason Park neighborhood, the golf course, the college, that's all protected now without any man-made intervention involved, besides putting a barricade up.
Is the golf course not protected, right? Or is it?
It would be now.
Okay.
Because it goes right by Gilroy Stadium. That's where it went through, and also because of the manholes were surcharged, flipped over, and then the water started going through, actually underneath the levee during 08. So that whole area should be protected, but for the small little area by the Urban League off of Broadway. That's the only other closure, but that Broadway closure is one of the last closures. It's between Broadway and Grant are the last two closures in Gary that need to be done, as our booklet is concerned as well. So
I was always under the impression, even after this, that Gleason would be designed to flood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, there's no need for that to be stored, so they can go back golfing.
Okay, any other questions on the bills so we can get them paid? You have a motion and a second, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wilson.
Yes.
Tom Vazetti.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert
Oakey? Yes.
Lamont
Whitaker?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Dan, moving right along.
Well, we already talked about Harrison, and once again, I'm apologetic and also thankful that Harrison is now complete, at least from a traffic standpoint. There still needs to be some closeouts, but that is done. We mowed the levee for the last time this year, thankfully, now that it's snowed. But we got it in before the snow, before Halloween, and then we'll start back up in May of next year. Lake Station levee design still going well. As you see in your packet, there is a change order for further exploration of some issues that are out there. A couple more borings to check the material above the dam for its consistency and its and what it's made out of. I'll try to be as polite as possible. And then also for additional utility searches and making sure that we've located them properly, which in the long run will help us and help the eventual contractor who wins that award. The drone survey that you approved is anticipated to begin in the second week of December. Which will probably be a lot warmer than it is today. So we're looking forward to that. We're expecting the plans for the culverts under I-94 to be put out so that those will be bid out and cleaned sometime beginning anytime the contractor feels that they want to do that between now or between actually probably December and springtime. Sediment removal, we're still working through that. Hard ditch stabilization project, that's the project that we've identified, those three areas that were going to be fixed. We made an agreement with the county that they were going to take over the project, take the lead. Those bids are due to the county on November 20th, where they'll be opening them at the drainage board that they have, and then at that point they'll have probably the December meeting they'll award it. We're doing some minor O&M fixes, fixing some duct bills, the gauges, cutting back some trees, which is what Mr. Haygood did for us between Colfax and Calhoun. Those were brought up during the last inspection, so we're sort of using that as our little checklist as far as how to to make it better next time when we get inspected in the spring. The leak, I'm going to transition now to quasi Army Corps at this point. The leaky wall and the grates at the deep tunnel project, they're still working through the paperwork for that contract to their contractor that was awarded the bid. Part of the specs state that they cannot fix the leaky wall until the outside temperature has to be consistently over 40 degrees. So I think we might have missed that window for this year, and I would anticipate sometime in spring for them to start that back up. Both mitigation projects are going on schedule, and they're finishing up their spraying for invasive species over the winter months. So I think that would pretty much cover what we've done the month of November.
So, Dan, I noticed on your report, but I didn't... let me start again. On the claims, we're all done with asphalt paving, obviously, since it's getting close to having the asphalt plant closing.
Correct.
So Marshalltown's done. All the asphalt stuff that we were supposed to get done is done.
With asphalt in Marshalltown, correct, there was identified an issue with some of the levee sliding a little bit. We've notified the Corps. It's in the same general vicinity of, if you remember, we talked about how it had sunk a little bit. That's why when we did pave it. So they're working with Garcia to develop a strategy to fix it properly. The problem is right now, because it's so cold, you can't really build turf or establish it. You got to, and it's not going to grow. You're going to have soil that is just there, and you have to put, the mats over it to protect it from, if it rains, Lord knows, it could rain 2 inches tomorrow with this, and so it could wash away all the soil that we've got to do. So we're working on fixing an area that is over there. But as far as paving, yes, but I wanted to make sure that you were aware that there was a small issue over at Marshalltown.
Okay, anything else from Mr. Repe? Yep, moving right along. Other issues, new business. Going for a record here.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to approve the Patrick Engineering Change Order number 2 in the amount of $53,150 for the Lake Station levee project.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second, Mr. Repe.
And just to reiterate, the three components of it, to test and to make sure that the type of sediment above the dam, and two, how much sediment is up there. The second component is 10 additional borings that were outside their original scope of work that will help us with some detention ponds in that area. The third is the locating of some of the utilities in that area.
And then just for the public and for posterity's sake, real quick, give me the location of where we're talking about in Lake Station.
We're south of 94. We are north of Liverpool. We are between 27th and 29th on Wyoming Street generally.
And how long is this project going to take, ish?
Well, hopefully one construction cycle. The plan is to have them bid out in January or February with all the plans to be started in spring.
10-4. Any other discussion on this one? We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Bacetti.
Yes.
Dan Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
Lavon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, we have a motion, or we have an application from the Merrill Stormwater Utility Watershed for the Kaiser Ditch East Tributary Flood Control Improvement Project in the amount of $61,000. I make a motion to go ahead and approve that application.
There's a motion to approve the application for $61,000. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. All right, Mr. Repe, told me earlier you can't describe this. How do we play this?
Well, the board has asked me not to present other communities' applications outside of projects of our own.
Absolutely.
So I believe there's someone here from Maryville. I don't know. Is there? There is someone from Maryville. So if you had any questions, or if that...
All right, let's put it this way. Is there any questions or discussion as it relates to the motion to approve this study?
Yes.
Mr. Gazdecki, what is it?
Well, I was looking at the cost that was given to us in attachment 3A, and I have trouble comprehending exactly what's going on, because there must be hidden conditions or something that's not quite clear to me. For example, at 77th Avenue, you have 2 3x5 culverts that they're going to put in, and they want $185,000 for that project portion. But at 73rd Court, there's three of them the same size, and the price is only $156,000. So I just was curious as to what some of those discrepancies. And at 78th Avenue, there's only one, and that price is $148,700. So I'm having a hard time figuring out how one can cost $148,000, two can cost $156,000, and three only $185,000.
So are these numbers that are off of the Meadow?
And we didn't really see a presentation, so I'm not familiar with exactly the whole scope of the work.
I mean,
hell, I don't know.
It's. I mean, I don't know. I can't.
They're if they're here, if they have somebody that can answer.
Could you, sir? Is it possible? Yeah, absolutely.
Come up, state your name and your title, please, and help.
I'm Frank Stewart. I'm with DLZ representing the town of Merrillville. Those figures are from the original master plan that were done. Some of the culverts are a little different types of construction. I'd have to go back in to quote you exactly what those were. But those were back when the master plan was in 2008 or so.
Now, do those numbers, how does that tie into the study of 61,000?
The 61,000 is the engineering plans. Mm-hmm. Basically, they have to be the survey and some boring to make sure that, you know, we can replace those culverts and what type to use, and any backfill that will be needed to shore them up.
Thank you.
So will you be coming back to us at a later date then for additional funding after this study is complete or the engineering work is complete?
I believe the town has that intention.
I bet you they do. Mm-hmm. That help?
I think, Tom, on the front of the application.
On the front of the application, I think it said the intent was for them to fund 50% of it.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, any other discussion on this one? There's a motion and a second. Thank you, sir. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom McGlinsey.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Abstain.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to extend the leaf compost agreement with the Lake County Solid Waste Management District.
There's a motion to extend the leaf compost agreement. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay, we have a leaf compost agreement?
We do.
Some
years ago, we converted some of the land that we used to farm into this area that Lake County Solid Waste collects everyone's leaves, places it there. 35th and Chase. Uses the windrows, turns it into soil, and they pay us, what is it, $1,000?
$1,000,
which is about the same amount as what we would have collected if we would have farmed it.
All right, so this is basically a land lease, Mr. Wicklin?
It is.
And we're just extending it?
For a period of 3 years.
For a period of 3 years. Any other discussion? We're making dirt, people. All right, Mrs. Lambert, motion and roll call, please.
Tom Schlitzke.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, next up.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve an agreement to assist WLTH Radio with addressing stormwater issues.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Discussion, Mr. Repay.
So from time to time, when the river gets up to a much higher level than normal, 12 feet at the Burr Street Gauge Station, the radio tower, for some reason, shorts out. We believe it's because of an electrical issue. The owner of that company, radio station, came to us and asked that we participate and help fix it from an emergency standpoint. We do use them for communications to the public. We have been working on this for probably 3-4 years. I know Mr. Gazdecki has used resources to help design. Garcia's used design, and eventually this became the solution, I guess, of basically lifting the wires above ground and not underground is where they're currently stationed. That was probably the shortest version I can give you of a 4-year experience.
All right, any discussion? This is an interesting one. Either or none, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Lindsay.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oji.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along, next up is the statements to the board from the floor. My favorite part, if you want to help us make sure things that happened on that board up there from September 2008 are a long thing in the past, please come up and let's go. Going once. Going twice. Get up. On the record. All right, let's go down the line. Let's start over here. Mr. Whitaker.
Thanks everyone for coming out, bearing the cold, the unexpected cold, unpredictable weather we have in Northwest Chicagoland area, and look forward to some of the discussion that we've been having for 2020 plans. Seems like we got a lot more on our plate for coming up next year than we have had in the past. I'm glad to know and glad to have had the experience of driving over Harrison Bridge today for the first time in 17 months. It's been pretty painful, the entire experience, you know, the contractors that was involved and our local utility company. And I would certainly hope that in the future, that whatever we can do better on our end to avoid that type of a situation. It's unfortunate you're doing something to avoid something, and the very thing you're doing, the very thing you're trying to avoid, you're doing. And it was the most ironic, dysfunctional project I think I've seen so far. So I totally hope that we can avoid it in the future. Because it's a lot of residents who, and you know, you put that in combination with the tower going out at WLTH, and over the course of that, I think that happened at least once. So you know, now you got a catastrophic situation that could have occurred had folks, you know, not received communication in the event of having to evacuate. So I hope that we never have to experience that again, and I hope that there's participation with our contractors in the future with our minority participation, especially reflective of those who are receiving work in communities that reflect the community that they are actually doing the work in, which is ultimately important because that's how we really do drive economic development in our community. So thanks again for coming out.
Thank you. Mr. Wyszlinski.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Gazdecki.
I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving because we probably won't see you before then. Dave, stay warm. Thank you for being here.
Mr. Ware.
I echo Mr. Commissioner Gazdecki's thoughts with the Thanksgiving. Wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels to and from visiting with your family.
Mr. Oji.
Nothing to add, but again, happy Thanksgiving coming up in a couple weeks.
Mr. Castellanos.
Just first of all, I'd like to echo the response that Commissioner Whitaker made. I'd like to echo that it's a very good point made regarding economic development for the city of Gary and opening of the bridge. But also I want to let everybody know that Congressman Pleak Laskowski is, as you know, is going to be retiring. And he has graciously accepted to come on our station on WLTH on December 9th for his last interview. So if you all get a chance on December 9th from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, he's going to be on the program giving his, some of his last testimonies and some of the things that he did for us, the watershed and the watershed community. After that, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving and be safe. Thank you.
All right, entertain a motion we have to do this next one. It's December 11th, Wednesday is the next meeting. It's always the second Wednesday of the month. Check the website for the location, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Outstanding. Thank you. That was smooth.